individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into the show today to ask a question of our guests or just have any general comment, we are at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And this morning, I've got two people in the studio. I've got Rob Hicks, a good friend of mine. We're going to talk about what to do over the weekend. But we're going to start out with Melissa Burnett. She is a member of the school board, and we're going to address a little bit of the newspaper article this morning.
Yeah.
Melissa, it's you know, sometimes the news miner, it's not what they say, it's what they don't say.
Yeah, it's what they don't get right. And, you know, our I got to say, first off, the article was what happened.
Yeah.
My only issue is I wasn't...
It wasn't about $10,000.
It wasn't about $10,000. And I think I said $122,561 about 19 times altogether when I went
that
back.
That was the issue for you. That's what you're saving, not
yeah.
$10,000.
Well,
how much?
$122,561.
And they never said that?
They never said that, not once. They made it look like I was throwing a fit over 10 grand. And, you know, even a board member that night also made it seem like I was trying to come out at it about 10 grand and called me a cop-out. Actually, for using the budget. And what I found completely hysterical about that comment is that, you know, the last, I don't know, 6 months since I've joined the board, it's been all about the budget. Well, we got to do this with the budget. We got to make sure we have this in the budget and CEC and all these things. But then, you know, I approach it as, well, you know, we could just not purchase these books altogether, save the $122,561 and put it into our core fund so that we can, I don't know, not move CEC. We could
not have a $16 million
deficit. We could actually have a core fund. We could put it into, we are required per the state now with AK Reads Act to get our teachers some training. And they have to be trained up within 2 years with this new program that's about to kick off. And we need to be able to afford that. We have negotiations and arbitration happening, and we're not going to walk away from that. So we need money.
You're trying to scrape every penny.
I'm trying to scrape every penny we can.
And how much was it?
$122,561.
Not
10 grand. Was not 10 grand that I was having.
So there's a multiple of 12.
Yes.
They were off by a multiple of 12.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, how did you...
Now that's basic math,
yeah.
News minor.
Yeah, it's basic math. It really is. So I just, if you're going to report...
How many times did you say it?
At least 19. I went back and counted. I was, you know, and even at the end of my comments, again, I said I wanted to move the $122,561 over into our fund. That's really what I wanted to do.
And you had the votes to do it.
Yeah, I did. But that's not the way it worked out. So either way.
In the news minor.
Yeah, in the news minor. It's, you know, it's just disappointing because the public needs the facts. And if the public isn't given the facts, then... I mean, they're coming at us over things.
In newsprint at times, facts matter.
No, not anymore.
That's the sad part.
Yeah, that's the sad part, which, you know,
it's talking points.
Yeah, it is talking points, and it's a way to get something across that, you know, the point is to vilify the conservative members of the school board. That's the point of the article. They want to vilify us because we didn't pass the sex ed supplement. That's exactly what it's for.
And you saved?
We only saved 10 grand.
On that portion.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, the vote came through that. So we passed the regular health book, which the majority of the board was okay with.
Five to two.
Yeah, we just took out the supplemental part of it. And then that passed 4-3. So we passed on the book, kept the supplement out of it. And so we only saved 10 grand. I would have really liked to save $122,561. That would have been amazing. And something we could have really done something with, especially especially with the priority ad backs that we have right now and everything we're trying to figure out. We even delayed our budget. You know, charter schools are wanting some funding, which is a given. That is something they absolutely need. So it just makes my job harder, and it's just disappointing when, you know, we're fighting this fight for budget and they, you know, our members, we all put it on each other to go advocate as hard as we can and advocate for funding, have respect for teachers, have thoughtfulness for teachers. And then I do, and it's a cop out. So I'm trying to put two and two together there.
Welcome to politics.
Yeah.
Welcome to the loony left.
Oh, man, it is insane. Absolutely.
Welcome to the loony left.
Yeah. It's if you don't vote with them, you're a bigot. I got called that as well, so I've now been labeled.
No, you're not a racist yet?
No, not yet.
Okay,
I haven't gone that far.
You'll earn that.
I have not earned the racist part yet, but I earned the bigot. I earned the cop out.
And the reason why you became involved in the school board is because of a child.
Yeah.
That was being discriminated against.
Yeah.
Because of a physical ailment that he received,
yeah,
while he was a student.
Yes.
And then the school district started to discriminate against,
yes,
him because of that ailment.
Absolutely.
Meet Mama Bear.
So, you know, at the end of the meeting the other night, I had a very, if you go back and watch it, or anybody who goes back and watched it, I was very worked up. I was very angry.
Mm-hmm.
I was shaking and crying, and I was angry. And, you know, first off, I have a lot of respect for every person out there. If you are a human being, you deserve respect. You deserve, mm-hmm, dignity and all the things that come with it, and you matter more than anything. But
in the end, there might be consequences to their actions.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
The treatment.
Yeah, you know, I ran on doing better. I want a board that can let bygones be bygones, agree to disagree, be...
After the vote, it's over.
Yeah, disagree without being disagreeable. The vote happens, whatever the product of the vote is, that's what we get behind. And no matter who's on what side, we all get behind that decision. And it's really funny how, when, you know, we have no problem, the conservative side, even though this is a nonpartisan board, mm-hmm, but what they want to label...
The people who believe in education.
Yeah, we
who believe in education,
absolutely,
not in social.
Absolutely, the people,
yeah,
who believe in education, get out there and we stand behind what we preach. We practice what we preach, and even when it doesn't go our way, we still get behind the board decision and we say, okay, this is where we're going, this is what we're doing. Got it. Here we go. We support this now. But you know, when it doesn't work out in their way, it turns into name calling and disrespect, and there is no getting along. There is no working together as a board.
Left.
It's the loony. It's insane, and it's ridiculous. I just can't fathom with it.
Fairbanks, we're gonna. Well, first of all, thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're gonna have a great afternoon after,
yes,
this. But we wanted to give you your 15 minutes.
I needed to get that out.
To get that
thank
out
you,
there,
sir.
To correct it, and
yes,
you know, membership has its privileges.
It
that's
was
why you're
$122,561.
You have a great weekend. Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here, and we're at Fish Central. Good sign that you're here getting some fish processed, right? So tell me your name and where you're from.
Zach Krenzlek. I'm from Wausau, Alaska.
Awesome. And tell me about your day fishing.
That was actually a pretty quick day. First cast, we caught a halibut in about 5 minutes or so, putting the line down. And then the rest of the day went pretty quick, and probably our quickest day out there so far.
All right. Now, what size fish did you bring in?
I think I got about an 80-pound halibut, and then we caught a whole bunch of smaller black bass and caught a couple chickens, and overall, pretty good day.
Yeah, sounds like it. Did you have a derby ticket? I think that might put you in contention for the lead right now.
I do, but I didn't weigh the halibut, sadly.
Ah, because the weekly prices are pretty good, you know.
Well, I didn't know there was a weekly.
Yes, weekly first and second place. Am I making it worse here?
Yes.
Now you got to come back, right?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to go back out.
All right. Any tips for catching a big one?
Just make sure your arms are strong.
And how far out did you go?
We were out by Hitchinbrook by the lighthouse. That's where we were at, and then did a chicken hole a little bit further, closer in. It wasn't too far out.
Park Park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into our private cabins at Eagles Rest RV Park, then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Park and Cabins is a perfect place to land. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area, so the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 70. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for isolated showers, lows dip down to about 50. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 67. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen studio here with Rob Hicks. Now, we're going to talk about things to do over the weekend. Say hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob. Hello, now, Fairbanks.
What did we do last night?
We went to the Gold Painters game. It was a great game. Big comeback in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
That first baseman.
Oh, he's...
From Western Illinois, wherever he's from?
Something, Iowa.
Iowa, Illinois, some state with an I.
I was talking to Dave over there from the Hawk Shop, and we were both saying, man, every year the biggest guy on that team is first base.
And left-hander. And a left-hander.
Yeah, and boy, he smoked that one out the right last night.
Yeah, he got the first run. And we're sitting next to some people, we always sit next to. And she goes, you know, I've never seen a home run. And boom, there it goes.
he toasted it. That was a good one.
Yeah. Is this a fun night to be out there? Great opening night.
It was a good crowd. Real nice crowd out there last night.
Yeah. Good pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Good pitching. The infield was good. Shortstop, he cold panners. He had a couple errors.
It's early. What are you going to do?
Replace him.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's early, but they turned three double plays.
Yes, they did.
And it was a game-ending double play.
All in all, it was just a really good game to watch. Mm-hmm. It was 1-0 in the seventh. We were losing. And then the big guy come up and smoke that ball out the right.
Yep.
And then they put four or five singles together or something like that and knocked a couple guys in.
And they had that wild pitch that hit the plate.
Yeah.
That was two runs. Yeah, so they scored every which way you could. but it was interesting, you know, we didn't try any of the food, but you were talking about, you know, like Midnight Sun Festival and, you know, smoke, you know, doing a tailgate there and doing some brats with onions on it.
Lots of onions.
So I'm going home last night, 9 o'clock after the game, and I'm hungry. So I said, you know, I'm going to go to Bobby's and just sit there and get some dinner because we didn't have any food. So I get their bar menu. They only serve at the bar. And the number one item is bratwurst with onions. And it's like, oh, yeah. So I order that with, and I get the change out. It comes with potato salad, but I get the French fries. And so they bring out this beautiful plate. I mean, that brat is just, it's just beautiful looking. And on the plate, they have the French fries, and they have three little cups, you know, if you want ketchup, if you want mayonnaise, and if you want the stone ground mustard. Mm. And, man, I had stone ground mustard on that brat with the onions, and I was thinking of you, and I was thinking, we're going to be on the air tomorrow. I got to tell Rob of this, because he was craving this, and I got it. So don't hate me too much.
Okay, no problem. You didn't tell me you were going there.
How's your motorcycle riding doing?
Mom, it's doing good. It's I was out there really, you know, when it got hot quick, I was out there for like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we got that little cold snap last week, so I put it away. I actually washed it the other day. I finally had to wash the bike. You know, I live up on that hill. You know,
it's live on Farmer's Loop. Yep.
It's dirty up there. Yep. Every time I wash it, by the time I get to the bottom of the hill, it looks like I never even bothered. But I finally had to do it the other day just because I couldn't stand it anymore.
But when you take a ride, where do you like to go?
I like heading north. You know, going, you know, get out.
Up Chattanooga?
Well, sometimes I go that way. But I like going north straight on up. You know, I mean, I've ridden all the way up to where the pavement ends up in Livingood. Mm-hmm. Or Live and Good, however you pronounce
Live
that.
Live and Good.
But, you know, I just go out, putz around. I'm low and slow, you know, just doing my thing.
enjoying life.
Absolutely.
On your Harley, on your hog.
Got to have it, man.
What type of hog do you got?
I have a 2006 Road King.
Okay.
1445cc or something like that. It's a big old hog. That's no doubt about it. And I've had it. I've had it since 10, so I've had it for, 13 years
now. When you were moving up here, we're looking for your place. As long as your hog had a living room, that's all you needed. We found a garage for your hog.
That's right. It loves its home.
Now, you also have a nice, you have a little camper and a trailer for your four-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you like to go with your four-wheelers at?
I love to go to Gnome Creek.
Where's Gnome Creek? How do you get there?
Mile 78, I think. It's either 78 or 87
up
on Steese Highway.
Okay.
And it's you get up there, and there's a turnout, and it's about a good 7-mile dirt road to get down into where, down by the creek. And it's there's nothing out there. I mean, there's nothing out there. So, you bring it all with you. And we go out there for a couple of days and miles and miles and miles of trails. And, you don't ever have to get on the same one if you don't want to. It's a great place.
Love Many people it. Go out there?
Sometimes you get the big weekends. A big weekend out there might be a dozen campers out there. That's
okay.
I mean.
Yeah. And a normal weekend is like two or three.
Yeah, something like that. But it's real fun. It's quiet. It's good time.
Any good trails for four wheeling?
Oh yeah.
Does Gnome Creek have any fish in it?
No, it's just a little.
This little podunk stream.
Not that I know of, anyway. Let's put it that way.
You don't have a fishing license.
Oh, I got a permanent license. I'm old,
that's
man.
That's right. You're over 60. Yeah.
What is it? Trapping, hunting, fishing.
Yeah, all the above. Lifetime. There you go. Where are some of the trips you're taking this summer?
I'm going to do two nice trips. My buddy Pat, Pat,
yep.
He's coming
yep.
up from Baltimore, and we're going to go to down the Homer area. After we're gonna play around Anchorage for a couple of days, and then we're going to go to Seward for a day. Then we're going to go to Russian River for a couple of nights,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go camp out down at Anchor River and take a charter out of the Anchor River for a half a day.
Salmon.
Half a day halibut. Yeah, it's going to be a good trip. And then probably go to Valdez on Labor Day weekend, and John.
Okay.
Yep.
Going to go for the silvers.
Yeah, that's
or whatever's available. If
there's any left.
Yeah, August is, about the 10th of August through the 10th of September is when the silvers are there. You go after any pinks?
No. They don't thrill me at all. I like reds. They're my favorites, I can't say that. The kings are the best. Love them kings. I'd like to get a king when I'm down in Homer, man. That would be.
There you go.
I've caught two down there before, and they're just awesome.
They are, it's a nice, when they're out there in, you have your winter king, that's about a 25 to 30 pound fish. When you have your summer king, that's a 30 to 40 pounder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how much weight they gain, in their last year of their 5-year cycle, whatever it is. And that last year, they're just putting it on. They're putting it on.
Yeah, well, I guess they know that big run up the river's coming, so they're just putting it on.
They don't realize what's quite going to happen,
right.
But the nature's taking its course. How's the dog?
He's fine. He's up there just doing his thing.
And he goes with you on your trips for the most part?
I'd love to take him, but I'm trying to figure out a way to take him to Homer with me. If I can find somebody down there that would watch him for the day when I'm out fishing, I'd take him with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on it. That would be really fun because, he just loves being out.
Yeah.
But now, of course, that trip, man, you're going to get together. We're heading down to Seattle to go watch some baseball this summer. That's going to be a great trip.
Yeah.
What is that, 13th, 14th?
No, it's like August 10th, 11th.
Yeah, that's it.
9th, 10th, 11th, there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a good trip. That'll be fun.
We're going to go watch some baseball.
Okay, got to go watch some baseball. Got to watch my Baltimore Orioles.
Your Orioles are there, and we're going to watch them. So how long have you been an Orioles fan, besides since birth?
No, I actually grew up in Philadelphia and was a huge Phillies fan. And I moved to the Baltimore area in September of 1981.
When Cal Ripken was coming
up. It just so happens that Cal Ripken moved to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And it was just back
in the day. And his dad was the coach.
Yeah, he was the third base coach.
Yeah.
But back in them days, they weren't showing every game on TV, but it was starting to.
Mm-hmm.
And within the next couple, 3 years, every single game was on TV. So it was very hard to sit there living in Baltimore and not becoming a huge Orioles fan when you have Cal Ripken to cheer for.
Well, one time they had Cal Senior is the coach. Cal is as the shortstop, and Billy Ripken
second base.
Yeah, yep. All in the same year.
Mm-hmm. And that was
about 83.
Yeah, 83, right 84. Because and I think right after that, Cal Senior died. He was good. He made it a good long time, but I think he died, and maybe it was 85 or 6. But yeah, I turned into a huge Orioles fan. So I've been an Orioles fan since 81, so 82, whatever. Long time.
Nothing wrong with that. What the heck? Baseball. The Midnight Sun Game.
Can't wait.
What day is that? A Thursday? A Friday? The 21st?
I think it's a Thursday.
So let's pull out our schedules here. Yeah. It's a Wednesday. It's Wednesday, the 21st. That's a fun game. Starts at 10:00.
Yeah, it's something that nobody else has.
Yeah.
It's, you know, really.
They've been playing that game for over 120 years. Yeah. I mean, or 110 years anyway.
And they've never had to turn the lights on.
Nope, they don't do that.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I remember 15 or so years ago, the Native woman that sang the flag song or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Alaska flag song.
Beautiful. Yeah. I wish she was still doing that, but I don't know if she's even around anymore, but I always liked that, really liked that a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, at that game, they get 4,000 to 5,000 people out there.
Packed.
I mean, it is packed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where they make, you know, 60% of their revenues that one day. That one day. Yeah. You know, they've got a 40-day league. And last night was a lot of fun. You know, you're seeing people you haven't seen in a while since last fall, you know, last July. And it was just fun sitting there and just watching baseball. Yeah. And I sat through the whole 9 innings.
Yeah, you did. That was great.
I usually don't do that.
No.
I'm about a 6-inning guy. Yeah. And, yeah, so I rewarded myself with a brat over at Bobby's.
Was that on a roll or is that
just... It was on a roll, man. It was on a hoagie. Man, yeah. Yum. And I mean, it was covered with the onions, sautéed onions. Mm. And then there to put on there was the stone ground mustard.
Gotta have
because
it.
You were saying how, you know, you like brown mustard. Yeah, and there it was, ready to go. So, you know, just one of those things. So, what are you going to have for lunch? A hoagie with bratwurst?
I don't know. I might get out of here. I'm getting hungry already, so I'll figure something out.
Mm. There you go.
I didn't know Bobby's even had brats over there.
You know, there's something new. They change out their menu, their bar menu, and it's just... They have like 8 things on the bar menu, and this was they always add and, you know, change out a couple of them, 2 of them, and there it was. And it was like, wow. And Fairbanks, it was fantastic. High recommendation from David here. But anyway.
Nice.
I know. It's just one of those things. What the heck? When was the last time you were over at Bobby's? They also got good pizza.
It's been a while. Bobby does have good pizza. I like their pizza a lot.
What other pizza locations do you like?
I like Red Fox, and I like what's the one? East Ramp.
East Ramp.
I like East Ramp because you can make, you know me, I like my weirdo pies with white sauce and chicken and, you know, all that kind
of
stuff.
You're a goofy SOB. You are a goofy SOB when it comes to your pizza pies. You are not a traditional East Coast guy. Forget that New York style thin crust, whatever. No, you don't go for that in any way, shape, or form. Oh. Well, Fairbanks, what we're going to do now is we are going to take a break. We're going to have a little bit of bumper music. This is obviously by Melissa because it's the Doors LA Woman. So I approve this bumper music. Then we're going to go into the Fox News. We're going to go into the state news. We're going to go into some weather. We're going to have some commercials. And we will be back. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
As a multiple count indictment has now been unsealed against former President Donald Trump, who the Justice Department alleged mishandled classified information. Former Vice President Mike Pence weighing in on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Let me be very clear. No one is above the law. As you know better than most, Hugh, handling classified materials is a very serious matter.
Well, there's a source in an FBI document claiming that President Biden was actually paid millions of dollars by a foreign company back when he was vice president. The allegation is unverified. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the Fox News Channel.
I would characterize it as a detailed document. It was very credible and legitimate. I would not brush it off like the FBI has.
The House Oversight Committee did review that document. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the first moose to be diagnosed with rabies in Alaska was confirmed Monday by the state's Department of Fish and Game. Department officials killed the moose after it was seen wandering through the community of Teller in western Alaska and charging people. Alaska wildlife biologist Sarah Germain, who specializes in wildlife in the Nome area, said Fish and Game received reports on June 2nd of the moose acting strangely around Teller with injuries on its side. That moose was being aggressive towards people and charging and getting a little bit too close for comfort, Germain said. So because those are all signs of rabies, we decided to dispatch the animal and take the head and some other samples to try and see what was wrong with it. After the samples were taken, Fish and Game coordinated with the city of Teller to burn the carcass. While this was the first moose to be diagnosed with rabies in Alaska, there have been previous occurrences in South Dakota, Minnesota, Canada, and Russia. Alaska State Veterinarian Bob Gerlach and Alaska Wildlife Veterinarian Kimberly Beckman both said the moose was most likely bitten by a fox with the rabies virus, leading it to contracting the
disease.
Streaming
live online at KFAR660.com.
See your world in perfect focus. Keep your eyes in perfect health. Visit optometrist Dr. Rebecca Wilbur for comprehensive family vision care, children's eye care, and emphasis on medical eye disease. An Alaskan native, Rebecca speaks fluent Yupik with a heartfelt desire to serve the Native community. Schedule your appointment. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians providing medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, fashion eyewear, your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
Are there large or dark veins in your legs that itch or ache? Do your legs swell or fatigue easily? You may be suffering from vein disease that could reduce your ability to perform basic daily activities. The team at Alaska Vein Care will help address your varicose veins and spider veins. Treatment is quick and minimally invasive, with many patients returning to work the next day. To get started, give them a call at 907-334-3347 or visit their website at alaskaveincare.com. Alaska Vein Care, where will your legs take you?
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them. Slow smoked and delicious with great choice of styles, including original buffalo and sweet honey barbecue, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings at Big Daddy's and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue. Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Rob Hicks in the studio with me here. Now, Rob, I have to bring up a subject that is painful to me. Tuesday night.
Oh, over your house.
Yeah. You know, best of times, worst of times.
Things happen.
So, Fairbanks, last Saturday, I went over to a place and I saw this. Looked like a shank steak or something. It was a great big old piece of meat with a great big old bone sticking out of it, you know, the size of a tire. And I said, oh, I'm going to cook that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to smoke it. And what I'm going to do is I invite my homies over, my next door neighbors and Rob, and I'm going to make these incredible panini sandwiches with the meat, provolone cheese, some sautéed onion, and I make up this this really good spicy sandwich mixture for a sandwich, a beef sandwich. So I smoked this thing for 7 hours. And I wanted to get it to 140. That's where I made the mistake. I cooked it as a roast. I should have cooked it as a brisket. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I have this pork tenderloin in the refrigerator. I'm gonna cook that too. You know, just in case.
Just
and I've never
in case.
Done this before. And then I pulled out that meat and started carving off the exterior bark. And you were with me, Rob, and it was not cooked. It was if you're gonna take a bite of this, you're gonna chew on it for 2 days and probably choke to death. But luckily, so it was epic failure. So Fairbanks, when you're a barbecue god, sometimes you're a god of Hades, and that's what I was that day. But that pork tenderloin that I cooked was
delish.
Oh man, with lemon aioli sauce. And, you almost didn't have to, you could almost cut it with just your fork.
It was delicious.
Yeah. And then I had that incredible salad and those potatoes.
Loving potatoes.
Yeah. And but epic failure. But the equipment worked out great. My smoker, 7 hours, spot on temperature, controlling it. Got it down. But I blew it. So, Fairbanks, my confession.
I got to look that up. I'm going to have to give that a whirl one day because that did look awesome.
Yeah. But, in theory, that could have been so incredible. Mm. But you have to cook it like a brisket. You got to pull it out about 204 to 208, not 140, 142.
Right.
Because it was one tough piece of meat. Looked good, but one tough piece of meat.
And, we shaved off some of the sides, and it was like jerky, man.
Yeah, jerky, yeah.
It was good, man.
Yeah. It's not what it's supposed to be. I know. What I was doing is every about hour, I had a spritz I'd put on it with beer and Lee and Perrins. And, just keep it moist. And my equipment worked perfectly. I mean, I had it dialed in. Mm. Epic failure.
Mm.
Epic failure. But you like operating with your Weber.
Yeah. That's my favorite. I'm old school. I go charcoal, just straight up 22.5-inch Webers. I got two of them, and I got the small, medium, and large Webers.
All of the above.
All of the above, depending on how much I got to cook that night.
And you do your ribs on there.
Yeah.
And you'll do those, indirect.
Indirect. I usually put a big pan underneath of them.
Yeah.
And then I put charcoal on either side.
Yeah.
And that seems to work pretty good. And I like to do chicken thighs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all good for that, all indirect. But when we do our tri-tips, now that's... We do the reverse here on that. I haven't done that for a while.
You haven't done a tri-tip this summer yet, have you?
Nope. Have to work on that.
You'll have to correct that.
Yes, I'll definitely have to work on that.
I would say so. What type of sauce do you like to make up for your ribs?
For the ribs, I like more of a vinegary sauce. Like I'll make.
You're a Carolina guy.
Okay, like a Carolina vinegary sauce. Mm-hmm. I like them on the ribs. But for my chicken, I make this black cherry bourbon barbecue sauce.
Okay. Black
cherry bourbon. It is delicious. It's kind of a pain in the butt to put together, but, once you
get it. Most good things are.
Yeah. But, it's a little messy because.
When was the last time you ever bought a barbecue sauce? I don't think,
there's this stuff called. Open pit, is it open pit? Barbecue sauce. And you can't get it up here. So anyway, the last time I bought barbecue sauce, I bought a case of it off of Amazon.
that's open pit, what was your base?
It's really vinegary. And it's really vinegary. And you can add a little sweetness to it. It's a lot better. But yeah, that's that probably was 3 years ago, the last time I actually bought a bottle of barbecue sauce. So I think I have one bottle left.
I'm going to be making up a barbecue sauce for the weekend. City of Fairbanks, we're having a picnic on Thursday evening, and I'm going to be cooking the ribs for it and making the barbecue sauce. So,
nice.
So Tuesday, my epic failure was a great test for my equipment, and it passed, and I had it dialed in, and I will be ready for redemption. Redemption Thursday. You know, it's interesting. My mantra is have no fear in cooking because pizza's 30 minutes out. But my rescue SOS food was the backup was the pork tenderloin. That was, you know, boy, thank goodness for that.
And I tell you, when it was all said and done, there was none left. So,
oh my goodness, how do you like cooking your tri-tip?
I used to just sear it and then, you know, put it on the cold, you know, the cool side. But now everybody goes the reverse sear. So you basically put it on the cool side first, cook it to maybe 3/4 of the way done, and then you just kind of roll it off. Finish it off real quick.
Get the char on there. A little bit of char on there.
Just got to have that char.
And because that's a good taste and a good texture.
And, you know, the nice things about tri-tips are you can, you know, you get that skinny part that'll be medium, and then you get into the fatter part at the end, and then get down
medium, rare, and rareish. Yeah,
that's I like the red side.
Yeah, I'm in the medium rare side. I'm a little bit middle to your end of it. Mm. Yeah, how do you like cooking your ribs? What's your time frame?
You know, you guys always do the. You cook them for a while, then you wrap them, you sauce them, you wrap them, then you know, I gotta try that one time. I found this snake method for the charcoal.
Yeah.
And you know, you pretty much
about
3/4 to the half of the grill, and you light the one end, and it kind of just works its way all the way around.
Yeah.
It's about a 4-4.5 hour process. Mm-hmm. From when I fire up that grill to I'm pulling them off and starting to chew it out on some ribs, it's about 4-4.5 hours.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting for me, depending on what I do, but what I like to do is, you know, I like to take them, you know, about 2-2.5 hours, maybe 3. And then you pull out the foil or your paper, and I'm going to wrap them. It's just a wrap. And what I do is I make up a mixture of honey, brown sugar, and butter. I call it my slurry. And I put that meat side. You know, I also do another round of my seasoning on it after I put the slurry on. Then I put them meat sides down, bone sides up, cooking it the opposite way. My other way when I started was bone side down, meat side up.
Right.
So then I cook it for about another, and I cook it about 230, 235. And I put the meat side down in the aluminum foil, and I cook that for about 2 hours. And then I pull it off, and I let it just rest in there, and then I pull it off, and then I pull it out. Of the cooking of the aluminum foil after about a half hour, let it rest for about another 15-20 minutes. Then I put on my whatever I'm going to use as a homemade barbecue sauce. Then I put it back in there for half hour to an hour.
On the cold side or in the hot?
No, on meat. It's you know, at my temperature 235.
Okay.
Yeah, at my temperature, I put it back on and cook it. But now the rib sides are down.
Right.
And oh man. Mm. You know, it's just, and then you slice and dice and cook it and cut it. And Fairbanks, if you're taking notes, that's the magic time frame, and that's how you do it. That is how you do it. Mm. If you have 6.5 hours to spend doing ribs, so when you're doing that, you're it's always like you got people coming over, and it's a weekend. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK. If you have a food recipe that you want to share, give us a call. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
With stores in Anchorage, Wasilla, North Pole, Fairbanks, and throughout North America, Glass Doctor is your locally owned and operated solution when you need a windshield. With our G12 road hazard guarantee, you get 1 year peace of mind, knowing we will fix or replace your windshield if it gets damaged or broken for free in Alaska, where they put rocks on the road like on purpose. It's practically a buy one, get one free kind of a deal, and only at Glass Doctor.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Everyone loves a party, and when Silver Gulch is hosting, you know it's going to be a good time. Come on out to Fox and help Silver Gulch celebrate their 25th anniversary. 25 years of fabulous beer, superior food, and unforgettable service. Make your plans for a fun evening at the Silver Gulch, now open Wednesday through Sunday. Silver Gulch Brewery in historic downtown Fox. Silver Gulch, where the people are unusual and the beer is unusually good.
Hello, this is Caleb Gibbertoni with Johnson & Associates. Helping injured Alaskans and accidents have taught me a few things. During the springtime, it's nice to see the sun come back. However, having the sun directly in your eyes while you're driving can be a hazard to you and others. Buy a pair of cheap sunglasses to keep in your car and hold it there from the spring through to the fall. At Johnson & Associates, we look out for injured Alaskans. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 70. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for isolated showers tonight, lows around 50, mainly cloudy. Chance for isolated showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67, overcast. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Rob Hicks in the studio with me here. So, you going to do any motorcycling this weekend?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's...
Depending on weather?
Yeah. I mean, I'll get out at some point for sure, but...
When did you get your first motorcycle?
Oh, man, this guy...
How long have you been riding hogs?
I've been riding Harleys since 88. That's the first Harley I bought. But the first, I had this little Honda 360 thing. It was a piece of junk this guy just gave me. And that,
but this is when you fell in love with
but
it.
But that, well, I mean, it was just something to ride. It was, you know, who cared? I didn't care.
You know, I was driving down Pioneer Drive yesterday, and one of my neighbors in the hood, I saw him out in front of his house, and he's going through this Honda Trail 90, a yellow one. And I pulled right over to say hello to him. You know, great guy. And I go, man, our families have one of those. There's a red one. So he's telling me all about it. And he's fixing it. And he's going to make it street legal. He's got to put turn signals on it, you know. And he's doing it himself. And he goes, you know, I thought that, you know, I ordered these and it was going to be 2 months and a couple hundred bucks. He goes, but I immediately found them for $12. So he's happy. And, you know, he's you see it. You know, I can't wait to get this thing going.
That's... Hey, man, I don't care what you ride. Just ride.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
It is.
You going to be doing any cooking, grilling this weekend?
I don't think so. I think this weekend there's that little concert over there at the
Botel.
I think three bands for $10. I think I'm going to try to go to that because my buddy Mark, he's paralyzed from the belly button down. And from what I'm hearing is they're pretty good of handicapped accessible over there. So I think me and him are going to roll over to that.
Okay.
But I don't know. Damn, I might have to run through Fred's and see if something jumps out at me. Because I might do something Sunday, you know, because I don't have any plans for Sunday. I might do get the fire, you know, get them. Get the fire going, man.
Hello, my name is Rob, and I've not, you know, grilled in, you know, an endangered species in at least 7 days.
I'll tell you, after all that woodwork I did this week, I need to do something just easy. Tired of lifting, toting that barge and all that stuff.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, there's some good stuff on this weekend. You got the NBA finals this weekend. You got the hockey finals this weekend.
Who are the Panthers are playing?
I think I'm going to go Sunday. I think they have a doubleheader Sunday. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about the Panther game last night is when we got our first beer, they weren't cold. They didn't have them on ice, but it was their first night out, and you know, we were very polite. We didn't say take them back. We're the first people there. You know, we're there at 6 o'clock, enjoy ourselves and say hello to friends we haven't seen in a while. And I'm having a nice Corona, and it wasn't cold.
No, that's, you know, and I swear.
But the second one I had was a Hoodoo, a Kolsch, and it was nice and cold.
It's, I swear, did the same exact thing happen last year?
You know, and I'm of the age where two beers lasted me 9 innings in 3 hours.
Well,
you went for the third beer.
It was 2.5 hours. I think that was 2.5
well,
we, hours.
No,
game.
But yeah, but yeah,
oh,
it was,
right,
but
we got there
at
half
six.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I did. I had to go in for the third one, and then I went to get a hot dog, and I missed them. They were closed.
And Fairbanks, he's yelling at me about no peanuts and how communistic thing can this be? You know, there's no peanuts here. That's so anti baseball. And then the ladies, the people sitting right next to us, come with peanuts. Did you, you know?
I didn't. I went there. When I first got there, I went up there, I looked at everything, and I didn't see them up on that board. Maybe they just got them special.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Got to have peanuts. Salted. I don't like them unsalted ones. You know,
you got to have them. You got to have them in their case. And this, you know, break them up, you know, open up your Planters peanuts, whatever you want to call them. Just the regular peanuts.
Yeah.
Open them up, sit there, eat peanuts, drink beer, watch baseball, go get a Dodger dog, whatever it is. Kick your feet up, not have any cares in the world, and enjoy baseball. And that's what we did last night.
And that's what we
until
did.
Until you went off about having no peanuts when there were peanuts.
just a small tangent.
It is not easy being you. I can tell. It's just not easy being you.
Jeez.
What the heck? So, the next time you go there, are you going to get your peanuts?
Yes. Because if I, and then, like, you can get them at Fred's. They got the good ones at Fred's now, too, the Hampton Farms. They're the best.
Yeah.
They are the best peanuts, bar none. I love them. I wish we could get the spicy ones up here, but I haven't seen them yet. I brought, when I came back from the East, what was that back here, in April? Whenever I was back here, I brought 3 big bags of these spicy peanuts.
Yeah.
That's all I had in my knapsack. The guy must have looked in there, the TSA guy went.
Luckily, you're not coming from a foreign country.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. My goodness. When's the next time you're going to go camping?
I got the RVs. It's all flushed out. Everything's turned on.
Got
everything's
new
working.
Got
all got brand spanking new tires. I got 7 of them. And the matter of fact, yesterday my new tire cover for the rear for the that showed up. That looks really nice. And I'm thinking maybe not this week coming up, but the week after that, I think I might go out to Gnome Creek for a couple nights.
Now you got your camper by trading something for it.
I had that pickup truck.
Okay.
Yeah, I traded John the
That's
pickup.
Right, the Chevy. The 96 Chevy.
No, what was that?
2005, I don't know.
No, what was it? It was like a 94, 95, whatever it was.
Step side,
and it, but
4x.
The thing was a hot rod, man.
Yeah. You're going to have licensing issues with that.
I was probably going to get killed in that, man. Yeah, we...
Or licensing issues.
Yeah. I traded them for that, gave him that a little bit of cash, and yeah, it worked out pretty nice. But I got to get in there and clean it up. That's the last thing I have to do. It's the one nice big cleanup for the season.
It's the season now, right?
Oh, I know. But I just been so busy trying to get all my wood laid in for next year. I finally finished that yesterday. Now I can move on to the next project.
You know, it's interesting how in the summer you got to get your chores ready for the fall and the winter.
Yeah.
And you got your wood stove, and that's a large percentage of your heat. And you get your wood over at Aurora Energy, the kiln drying, so you're 100% legal. You're in the zone by about 100 yards on top of a mountain, on top of Farmer's Loop, 100 yards higher in elevation, and you'd have been out of the, you know.
Nah, I don't know, man. I think they stretch that, what do they call it, the attainment zone.
Attainment area,
I think that's all the way out to the Gulf
Stream. Just to make
Valley.
You a criminal.
Oh.
Just to make you have to comply.
I'd freeze.
But, you know, hello, my name is Rob, and I have not bought a couple cords of wood in at least 2 months. You have to have 2.5 years of wood ready to go at all times.
Well, you don't want to run short.
Hello, my name is Rob, and I've not bought two quarts. It's like me buying a smoker, you know. And what are we going to do this weekend for me?
We're going to go get you another grill.
Yeah, that's right. Every year, you know, I have to buy a new deck or lawn implement. You know, have 4 to 6 things out there to cook something on. Just the way I am. You know, but hey, you know, these are good quirks to have in a personality.
Sure. Absolutely.
And so I'm going to go over to Lowe's because they have the best price or what I want. We went over, you know, I checked everyone. So did you.
And what did you tell me yesterday?
Lowe's.
And put together.
Yeah, put together. It has to be assembled. I am not the type to assemble anything.
I can do it, but it's just easier when they're done.
You assembled my Camp Chef's pellet grill. You did a great job with that. So, you know, I have an issue with the auger and the shear pin.
That's why we have Doug.
That's why we have the guy who Fairbanks, the guy who was the superintendent of building the last coal fire power plant in the United States. He comes over and repairs my Camp Chef smoker. That's who I have. You know, if you're going to go big, go really big.
It's good to have an engineer in your back pocket.
Right? Yeah, and I have adult beverages for him, handcrafted, exceptional value when he does it. You got to treat the people who treat you well, you got to treat them well back.
That's right.
What the heck?
That's right. That's right.
So, he came over in May and got her all set up for me again. Ready to go, and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, that was what keeps happening? Oh, the auger gets all gummed up or something.
Well, what happens is the auger gets gummed up and it breaks the shear pin.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's got to come in, and I got to get out my shop vac, you know, to clear out everything in there. He's got to, you know, take it out, remove it, clean it up, put it back in. He's got extra. He's got extra parts at my house now. But I love the style of that Camp Chef because, you know, your other ones are more of a long. This has the vertical.
Right.
So I can put a lot of stuff in there. And I really like that. So.
Yeah, I got to get that. One of these days, break out the big one and do some smoking. Get some butt.
You mean the smoker that I gave you?
The big one.
Yeah. Now, I've given you a smoker. I've given you one of your Webers.
Yep. I got to get...
Because that way I get to buy new stuff all the time.
Right. I got to get online and get that. I want to get that ring that you put in between the lid and the bottom, and it's got the rotisserie.
Yeah.
I'm dying to get that. I saw it on Amazon. I got to write myself a note to go buy that.
Get that?
I want that bad.
There you go.
And, you know, you got that triple... At the bottom, that you swish your ash around. Yeah. Anyway, one of the blades broke, so I got to get that anyway. So I'm figuring, I'm buying that. I might as well just get the rotisserie.
it's funny how we buy our cooking toys. You know, they're not that expensive, you know, at our age, but you got to have them.
Oh yeah,
you got to have them. What the heck?
It'd be nice if we could. Just get some stuff up here that you can go to the store and get. But these are kind of specialty things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Lowe's has got a good selection of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
You go over there in their barbecue section. It's
very good.
Well-stocked.
Yep.
Well-stocked. And Home Depot, not as much.
I go to Home Depot first and foremost for a lot of stuff. Dave has been over there for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Know him very well. He's in the outdoor section there. Treats me well. And good guy, and I just always go there and see Dave, and I get my herbs and everything like that. But Rob, it's time for our weekend, buddy.
This is it. Friday.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.